After every morning service through the month of Elul, then through Rosh Hashanah, Jewish New Year, on to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, Rabbi Lauren Holtzblatt, her friend, would call out Tekiya. She would respond with a single note, the awakening summons to Jews to focus on the year that has passed and think about the type of people they would like to be. Chevarim, the cry from their heart, the triptych of notes that speak of a sense of brokenness. Teruah, for the 9 staccato notes that, like an alarm clock, she would say, would summon the listener. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Now is the time to do something. And then Tekiah Gedolah, the final long note that refers to a oneness, a total unity, coming together. Over 100 notes in all, more than an orchestral horn player would expect to sound in an evening concert. Blowing the shofar at Rosh Hashanah is a challenge that takes knowledge of the tradition, technique, and spiritual engagement. The shofar is usually men's business. As a woman, she had to be twice as good. She had help, she said. A perfect shofar, carved to fit her mouth exactly, by a man called Shimon, who lived on the Golan Heights and knew just enough English to tell her, blow. There was also, she believed, divine assistance. At home, when she took her deepest breath for the Tekiah Gedolah, she could manage only 40 seconds, but in the synagogue she managed to stretch that out to nearly a minute. Her son had timed her.